This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Pete Noor on the line from Set Free. We're going to be talking today about the Walking Free Initiative, which is kind of like an aftercare program. But Pete, I'd like to start by having you set the stage as far as what exactly this program is and what it accomplishes.
Thanks, Katie. Thanks for having me. So Set Free Ministries, we've been involved in what we refer to as freedom appointments for 30 years now. In a freedom appointment, just basically so your hearers can get a quick understanding, is it's where we utilize Dr. Neil T. Anderson's 7 Steps to Freedom in Christ. He's the founder of Freedom in Christ Ministries. So those steps are really to help us by having the Holy Spirit reveal through trained volunteers in prayer and so forth, reveal to ministry recipients who come to us for help where they may have given ground to the enemy because of either sins they've committed, lies they believed, or whatever the case may be. So we want, through a freedom appointment, the ground to be revealed so that we can take back that ground from the enemy and walk in freedom. And so we kind of refer to it as rules and tools. The scripture gives us rules to follow in order to maintain freedom. And then we need to apply different tools when we break those rules. So I'm going to give you one example. So in step three, it's really a step on forgiveness. And the scripture says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. So there's a rule. But what if you do that? What if you are hanging on to a lot of anger and bitterness? Well, you give the enemy a right to have a place of operation within you, and that can manifest itself in different ways. But the tool for getting rid of any torment or whatever that the enemy might be bringing on you because of breaking this rule is the tool found then in verse 32. So I'm looking at Ephesians 4. I just read from verse 26. Verse 32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you, just as in Christ God forgave you." So the tool then is to forgive. And so we actually, in Freedom Appointment, we will help people, we'll walk them through the process of forgiving. A lot of people have heard it said all their lives, you need to forgive, you need to forgive, but nobody's ever really showed them how to do that. So in a freedom appointment, we walk them through the process of forgiving, and then the freedom that comes from that is amazing. So that's just kind of an example. So there are 7 steps that Dr. Anderson developed that we use. Each one of those is to address an area in our lives where we may have given ground to the enemy because we've broken the rules set forth in scripture and given the enemy a foothold in our life, and we want to take those footholds away. So what we hear afterwards, after a freedom appointment, is people are amazed when they drop all the get rid of all the junk in their trunk, and they have this lightness about them and this sense of just abounding freedom and excitement. But now we got to help them. The next step we've been thinking of is how do we help them maintain that freedom? We've in the past have just told them, well, connect to a good church, make sure you're in scripture every day, you know. But we thought, I think it's time we go further and we develop an aftercare program, which we've decided to call Walking Free. And so this was launched maybe a couple of years ago, and we started using a couple of the courses from Freedom in Christ Ministries as, again, models that we're taking people through. One is called the Freedom in Christ course. The other is called the Grace course. And when we would take people through these courses, afterwards we would have recipients come up to us and go, you know, Pete, I've been going to church all my life and I've never heard any of this explained to me before. And the Freedom of Christ course, for instance, goes into a deep dive into identity. And a lot of people just don't understand their identity in Christ and what that means. The Grace course is a deep dive into grace, and a lot of people have no idea really what the depth of God's grace really looks like and how it applies to their life. So when we go through these courses with them in our aftercare or our Walking Free program, people are blown away, and I'm blown away by the testimonies we're getting. And Katie, it's crazy. I'm going, okay, how can this be? How can it be that people have gone to church all their life and they've never heard this truth that is so fundamental and foundational to what we need to understand about what Scripture says and apply it to our lives? And it hit me. It's either A, they never did hear it before, or B, they've heard it, but they've not been able to comprehend it or retain it. And I maybe because of ground they've given to the enemy. The enemy has rights to them to keep them from understanding it, to keep them from comprehending it, from keeping them from applying it to their life. Okay, so I started wondering, man, this is just an amazing thing. All of these testimonies that are coming out of this. And I was looking for another course to do next, and I texted Dr. Marcus Warner from Deeper Walk International. He's the president of Deeper Walk International. We're ministry friends, and just said, texted him, "What course should we do next? Because we've just finished Freedom in Christ course and the Grace course." And he suggested a Deeper Walk, and he had just written a book on that, and there's a course with it. And he put out what's called the fish model in that book. In fish, the F in fish stands for freedom. The I in fish stands for identity. The S stands for spirit walk, and the H stands for heartfelt community. And all of a sudden, it hit me. That's why we're getting the testimonies in our Walking Free initiative, because people have gone through freedom appointments. They now have freedom. They are able to comprehend what's being taught. We are teaching them identity, and now it's sinking in. We're teaching them how to walk by the Spirit, and we are creating heart-focused community because guess what? We implement the Acts 2 model. We start together having breaking bread. We have about a half hour we spend eating together and talking, and then we go into prayer, and then we go into the study. We're doing the fish model, and out of it now are coming amazing testimonies of how God is working, the Holy Spirit is working in people's lives. Unlike it's ever been done before, unlike he's ever worked in their lives before, or at least unlike they've ever been able to comprehend before. So
And
I got thinking, wow, what if churches would be implementing this model more and more? How many pastors?
before, oh, sorry, I'm gonna interrupt you because before we get to the church part, could you just share some of the testimonies, or did you want to talk about the church part first and then share the testimonies?
Well, the testimonies were just pretty general that I've never heard this stuff before, Pete. I've been going to church all my life. I've never understood what being in Christ means. I've never really understood the authority and power I have in Christ, or how to apply it. These things have just never been taught to me, and so they're just excited about understanding now for the first time who they are in Christ and what that really means.
And do their lives change as a result?
Oh, absolutely. I had one of the gentlemen. He's got a rough and tough guy. He just came up and hugged me, and he said, "Pete, this has absolutely changed my life. I the peace and the joy and the hope I have now is unlike anything I've had before. And I've been going to church all my life. This is amazing." So stuff like that. It's happening over and over. So it's been very rewarding. And I just got an email this morning from a woman who has been coming to the courses along with her husband and son, and she too is just saying this has changed her life. Our family has gone through a lot of hard times. And this Walking Free program and Set Free Ministries has absolutely helped us through this. And we are now living out of hope and joy. And you have made all the difference in our lives through this very difficult time. And so it's been very rewarding and encouraging.
That's amazing. And I'm sorry I cut you off earlier because you were going to talk about churches, but I want to make sure to get some of the testimonies in there too. But
Good.
what is the church response that you're seeing?
So the what we're going to now is we're kind of introducing this to churches, this model, this fish model. And I'm going to just share a minute what happened, because after I started contemplating what this could mean for churches, I went for a walk Katie, when I got done with the walk, I took off my headphones and this sentence went through my head and it was clear as can be. It was, you can only disciple a captive as far as he or she can stretch the chains. And that really hit me, really impacted me. And it's like, I wonder how many preachers and so forth they're coming up with these wonderful sermons, wonderful teachings, and what percentage of their congregation is able to even take in what they're preaching, because they're not free yet. They're bound by some lie or sin that they believed in, and until they're free, they just can't, they can't take things in. So what would happen if more and more churches got more and more of their congregants set free first? And then their messages, I believe, that are being preached would be so much more clearly understood and applied. That really excites me, that possibility. So we want to, and we're starting to work with more churches, going over this model that we're using here, and trying to get more and more churches involved. And we would be happy to talk to more churches. We've got several, like I said, we're working with now. But we think this is the way forward, to really get churches vibrant again, and having messages heard and teachings being understood. And so yeah, we're excited for all this.
And we were kind of talking before the recording about what exactly that would look like. And it's because I don't know if Set Free has the resources necessarily to just take on a whole church all at once for a giant freedom appointment. So could
Right.
you explain a little bit about what it would look like if a church reached out to you and said, "Hey, we're interested. Where does it go from here?"
Yeah, we would share with them what we believe the effective route would be. Is we believe it's going to be using the Freedom in Christ course that was developed by Freedom in Christ Ministries, where it's a deep dive into identity. There's 11 sessions, and in the middle of it, they can take parishioners or the group members through a freedom appointment. But the beauty of it is that the group gets together. It's probably they take like a Saturday, maybe 4 or 5 hours on a Saturday, and they will go through the freedom appointment, but they will be taking themselves through the freedom appointment. You'll have group prayers and group declarations together, but then individuals split off into private areas where they can quietly pray to God for him to, continue to reveal to me areas in my life where I'm out of line in this specific step that I'm going through, so that I can confess, renounce, and repent. And but it's done privately, where individuals do it themselves between them and God, and then they come back together as a group, and finalize that step, and then go to the next step, pray the opening prayer and declarations, and then go and do the step themselves. And we think this is going to work very well within church settings, because individuals are taking themselves through, guided by the Holy Spirit. And we this idea really impressed us, because when we talked to the director of Freedom in Christ Ministries Europe, Freedom in Christ Ministries UK, this is how they do it. They do it within the context of churches, and it's been effective. So we're thinking that this should work very well in the United States as well.
And so, what would you like our listeners to do as a result of hearing this story? Like, what can they do to respond?
Yeah, I think they can contact us for more information at Set Free. We'd be happy to talk to them, just kind of share our experiences, and maybe put them in contact with the resource, and depending on where they're located, see how we might be able to give them further direction. So we'd be happy to help in any way we can, because we think the resources are there. And again, I think it's the Freedom in Christ course that is going to be the way to go, and we can help them access that and share more.
Last thing, how would you ask people to pray?
Oh man, just pray that the Holy Spirit would continue opening up the eyes of churches, and so that they can understand the freedom that's available to them, and the beauty of walking out of their identity in Christ and really understanding what that means and applying it. And just that we can continue to reach more and more congregations, that we can continue to help more and more people find freedom in Christ.